What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 73 of the Unknown Games Podcast. I think I let the audio keep running for just a tad too long, and I thought that I had stopped songs. Anyways, welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Adrian. This is the Unknown Games Podcast, where we talk about video games, Japanese life, and the occasional fast food. Well, I guess it's more than the occasional. We eat fast food.
Did we talk about it last week? I think we might have been a little bit, right?
No. That voice you just heard is my co-host, the best game duck in the world.
What's up? I'm Alex, the game duck. I'm a duck, but not actually. If I was a VTuber, though, I should be an actual duck.
You would be a duck.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You I just spill water all over my desk.
That's what ducks do, man. Ducks spill water.
I'm a waterfowl, yeah.
You are a waterfowl, so you're doing what waterfowls do.
I overfilled that for sure. Oh, no, that's water all over my fucking lap. That is a lot of water. Shit.
This is like a emergency live streaming. So if you are here joining us on YouTube, as always, thank you for joining us. Feel free to message us in the chat, say hello, ask some questions, be a part of the conversation. And if you are not, remember, we do record. It's very early in the morning for everyone in the West, but we do record here at 9 p.m. Japan Standard Time, which would mean probably it's like your early morning. You do the math.
If you're up for some reason, check us out live. Otherwise, yeah, check the VOD on, I guess, the archive on YouTube, and also the actual audio version on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever.
There you go. We are available everywhere. The sun is up.
Which is the Earth, yes. Okay.
Exactly. See there? Yeah, I made it work. This week, we've got a ton of news this week. Number one, we had the Nintendo Direct or the Fail Direct. Depending on your expectations of that Nintendo Direct, it was something to you. And then we also had a ton of fighting game news. Of course, the Guilty Gear Strive beta is going on at the moment. I believe it was extended for 2 more days.
Right.
Which, you know, because they had some server issues, which is a good thing. It's a stress test, so it's supposed to be... You know, it's supposed to be for their good, for the best. And after that, I think that is it. Oh, some Nier Reincarnation news, because the game came out. So it's a pretty simple show. But first, we got to start off with your the story you were telling me before this podcast.
Oh, yeah. So my shaver kicked it, I think. So I shave every time I go on camera just because I'm pretty self-conscious about it.
Well, that's a lot of times. Wait. Even before you stream?
Yeah, every time I stream, I shave, actually.
Wait, so you're shaving like three times a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that good for your skin?
I don't know. Well, I'm not I used to shave every day. Like when I used to work at an office, I would actually shave in the morning every day. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Continue.
So I hate shaving. I hate shaving because it takes a lot of time. And yeah, maybe it's bad for my skin. I don't know. But anyway, so I was shaving just a couple of months ago because, you know, we're recording.
Right.
And,
right.
I noticed that I'm kind of shaving like the side of my face here, and then I like I feel like this nick or something, like something yanks my sideburns.
I'm like,
what the hell was that? And I look at the actual shaver, and I have an electric shaver. And you know the foil, like the guard kind of?
It's supposed to protect your
the
skin, the razors.
Right. Yeah, from the actual blades of death. So I looked at the foil, and this is a straight up hole in the foil now. There's just like vibrating blades. Yeah,
that is insane. But so at least you just nicked yourself. You didn't like
I didn't just
bear claw yourself. into the skin.
I didn't just like cut my face. So I'm on Amazon like right now because I'm going to be streaming tomorrow, and I would shave my face tomorrow. So.
But you shaved. I don't get like you. There's like no hair on your face other than like the hair on top of your head. Like how?
Yes. So you
like what are you shaving? Skin or something?
No,
stubble?
I do get like basically stubble, like a 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock shadow or whatever. And because I stream every couple of days, I'm basically Well, every time you see me on camera, like, I'm clean shaven. Like, I'm literally clean shaven, like, you know, moments ago. So that's why you just assume that.
Oh, my goodness.
You probably assume that I can't grow facial hair because I shave all the time.
No, I mean, I think about it, I've never seen you with facial hair. So I've never seen you with facial hair. I've let mine grow out, like, you know, more than it's needed numerous times.
So when my company went, like, remote, mostly remote, basically, I was like, okay, I'm going to be remote. I'm not going to come into the office at all. I'm going to basically just stop shaving and stuff. I would say there was about a year since I went remote and before I started streaming, before I had a reason to shave my face.
To shave. Oh, yeah. The dark year.
So
the dark year.
I had a pretty gross beard. I had a pretty disgusting, because I don't grow a beard evenly. Like, it doesn't come in evenly. So, I had to be honest, like, so I guess I get a really thick, like, chin beard, I guess. I get a really bad neck beard.
Okay.
But ooh, then, like,
ooh, okay. But, yeah. Please shave.
But then,
okay.
But then, like, around my cheeks, it's, like, patchy. It's, like, gross. It's disgusting.
Oh, well, okay. Because when I grow my beard, and you can't really see it, but I keep it short because it grows in patches. Like, it doesn't connect. I know what you mean. Like, it doesn't, like,
yeah.
It's not, like, nice and even, but my beard, I don't shave it all the way, like, clean shave, because when my hair comes back in, it's like razors. It's like piercing my skin, and it's just so uncomfortable. I shaved it for the first time in a while, actually, like, just you know, all the way, and for a whole week it was just painful. Like, it's just, my hair is so sharp.
Like, when you cut your hair, it's cut so sharply that it's like,
I don't know. It just, the way when it regrows back in, what do you call it? Like, ingrown hair or something like that? Like, it curls back into the skin. So it's like pricking me.
Yeah. No. Do you use a shaving cream or anything like that? Like, no.
I was using a shaving cream I forgot, because I hadn't done it in so long, and, like, it was like piercing thorns.
Jeez. It's supposed to help. Yeah, I mean, ingrown hair is for sure some of the worst, just the worst things basically about shaving. I thought about, so in Japan, like, I guess it's a culture thing, probably in other parts of Asia as well, but it's not as rare. So it is a little rare, but not as rare for men to do hair removal, right?
So I guess, yeah.
So you can, basically, they sell hair removal packages for men to do stuff like chest hair and that kind of thing. Maybe some, maybe like a bit of your leg hair, maybe. Okay. But what I honestly was considering is friggin' hair removal for my face, because I hate shaving so much. Yeah.
I was like,
my junk, sure. But no, my face, because, like, I shave all the, or I used to shave all the time. Like, when I went to the office, I would shave every morning, right? And that's like 10 minutes of my morning. I hate shaving. I do it every day. Why not just friggin', like, you know, remove it? But then I was like, but I want the option. Like, maybe I do want to grow a gross ass scraggly beard one day. You know, who knows, right?
You never know. You never know. I mean, maybe you find the barber or, you know, beautician, whoever, who can just, like, hook you up, get it clean, you know, and you'll be like, oh, these patches are now interwoven. They look so nice. Like, how did you work this magic?
Yeah, but then I think it would just continue to grow unevenly. But anyways, point is, yeah, razor. Sorry, what is this podcast even? Sorry,
this podcast is,
I have to get a new razor.
This podcast is sponsored by Razor Gaming and also Gillette Razors, where you can shave.
Have you seen the Gillette Gaming Razor?
No.
Yeah, it's stupid. Go look it up.
That should not exist.
They, like, marketed. They try to market a razor to gamers, and we're just like, "What's the? Oh yeah, because gamer skin is, like, what
is
made
is,
of rocks? Like, what? Yeah.
What? Oh my goodness.
Like, what? There's nothing different about a gamer's face, anyways. But yeah, let's move on.
That happened. So that's Ruth's story about shaving. And if you're a shaver, let us know.
If you are a shaver.
Okay. If you are a shaver, everyone's got to shave eventually.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want that mustache.
Oh, wait, here's a question before we move on. Sorry, what razor do you use? Like, do you have a recommendation or what?
I used to use Gillette when I was using it, but I would use, like, the Fusion. So, like, I have really sensitive skin.
What about your electric ones or your electric one? What are you using?
I've never used an electric razor.
You always use just, like, an actual hand?
It's like a clipper. Yeah, it's just like the, like, hair clipper almost.
But you never go, like, clean shaven? You never go to the skin?
No.
As oh, wow.
after
Okay.
like a couple years, I said nope, never again.
Okay, that's fair. I like having a smooth face. I don't know.
So
makes me look
weird.
Younger, maybe? I don't know.
I feel like I look younger with my hair, even though it should be the opposite. Like, I feel better with it. I feel more rounded.
Okay.
I have a more rounded face.
Sure. All right, let's talk about games.
Yeah. All right, BDI over. Here we go. Let's get on into some games here. So first things first, we had the Nintendo Direct, which was an hour long. So a lot
of
people...
Yeah, wasn't it like 4 in the morning or something for Japan?
It was 4 in the morning. It was kind of absurd because I went to sleep thinking, okay, I'm going to wake up and there's going to be some crazy news. People were like, oh, you know, maybe they'll do like a Zelda HD collection for like Wind Waker, Ocarina of Time. Just everything together, right? And then, let's do some Bayonetta 3. Like everyone was saying good. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to wake up and it's cool stuff. And then I wake up, nothing. Just dank, nothing.
Nothing excited you about the Nintendo Direct? Like zero? Like actually nothing about...
It's because I don't have a Switch, even though
I'm about to get a Switch. None of this even applies to you. You're probably just like, okay, whatever, cool. Stuff
right. I'm just like, I'm like, okay. But I thought like a lot of the stuff they showed was fine, honestly. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to say that out of all the news, I guess... The Splatoon 3 was kind of like the headliner. I thought that was a pretty good thing, but it's not launching until 2022. So, I'm not really about that much. But you know, The Legend of Zelda: Skyward Sword HD. I thought that was nice.
I would agree. Yeah. Did you ever play the original on Wii or no?
No. I didn't.
Are you intrigued? Like, are you gonna get? Like, if you said you're going to buy a Switch, right? You're going to get the Monster Hunter Switch or what?
Right. It goes on pre-order this Saturday, so I've got my...
For sure going to get it?
It says, like, you have to go to your store and pre-order it or whatever, but I'll be getting it.
So, Switch. If you are going to get a Switch, then this stuff does apply to you. Like, why aren't you excited?
I guess, like, for me, so, like, the thing is Nintendo fans... historically love their nostalgic series. You know, you have your Mario, your Zelda, and then if you're super hardcore, you go for your Metroid, and then after that it's kind of like, okay, I was promised this one game this generation, please give it to me. And for me, I had a Sega Genesis growing up and I never really played a lot of Mario or any Nintendo titles, so like I was, you know, Mario Tennis was the first Mario game I really enjoyed, and I was on the Virtual Boy.
Mario Tennis,
And so like Mario Tennis, Mario Kart, like those are the Mario games that I have enjoyed the most. So when it comes to the system itself, I've got, you know, I've had a 64, I had a I didn't have a GameCube, but I did have a Wii, and I played them, but I just found myself playing more on my PlayStation and those series and franchises than you know, the Nintendo stuff. So, like, for me, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Did anything excite you?
I don't know about excited. I mean, to be 100% honest, when I woke up and I checked Twitter, that's like the first thing I do when I wake up now. It's I check Twitter, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that, like, the time, like, one guy was like, ooh, Legend of Mana. And I'm like, oh, remaster? I guess, like, you know, like,
yeah.
And I was like, I kind of just got filled in from people talking. Like, one guy was like, oh, Splatoon 3. I'm like, okay, Splatoon 3 got announced or whatever, right? I didn't even, like, look at any trailers, yeah. I think, I wouldn't say nothing, like, excited me, but a couple things to me were like, oh, that's cool. So one of them is the Legend of Mana remaster.
Okay.
I'm not going to get it on Switch. I'm going to get it on PC.
Okay.
Splatoon 3 is sure. That's chill, I guess. And then Ninja Gaiden collection.
That's coming out. That's coming out on the, you know, current gen Steam as well. So
exactly. So I'm like, okay, well, now I get to play Ninja
Gaiden. Get the higher res. Get the better version.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe the most exciting thing was Project whatever the fuck Project
Triangle Strategy.
Yeah,
aka the basketball. Let me put that.
Sure. I was like, first off, what the hell kind of title is that? But when I looked at the trailer, this looks really good. Like, it's the Octopath Traveler kind of art style or whatever.
Yeah, it's the same. The same team from Square doing that.
Sure, which I really, really enjoy. I think it's a great art style. I think it looks really good. I think more people should be you know, checking that kind of thing out, especially if you're a fan of retro games.
Mm-hmm.
So just the fact that that thing exists, I'm like, that's, you know, that's cool, that's good, that's awesome. Name is kind of like, okay, maybe change
it's
that.
It's a working yeah. title, and I mean,
well,
they
we hope so at least.
No. It says in the trailer, it's a working title.
Okay.
I'm just going to have it up on screen for a little bit and we'll go through these. But I mean, this was the trailer that everyone, at least the ones, because I watched the whole presentation. And you know, there was a whole thing. Kamina said like, oh, okay. Like Hideki Kamina's like, oh, don't expect no Bayonetta 3 news. And this was the one that it started out looking like a Bayonetta game, potentially, like the whole color scheme. But we quickly found out that it is, you know, a tactics based RPG, you know, similar to Final Fantasy Tactics, which is really, you know, and the whole name with triangle strategy is just because of the triangle system. You know, the rock, paper, scissors system in those games.
Right.
I assume. But it seems like there's going to be a lot of political talk in this game in terms of how you align yourself with certain alliances and characters will then affect the story and create new alliances. And if that's your thing.
That looks really good, man. I love this art style. I love the HD 2D is what they're calling it or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that a lot. It has that awesome like depth of field effect. So it
I
has,
like the shadow and the lighting. That's what really brings it.
Oh my god! You haven't played Octopath, right? You haven't played Octopath yet.
No, I still haven't played it yet.
It's on PC if you want to play. If you don't want to get on Switch, but Octopath, well, it's the same art style basically. I love how it has the shallow depth of field because it looks like you're looking at like, maybe like a diorama. So the background behind you know the subject in focus is like a little bit blurry, like a. Kind of like a high-end kind of camera kind of thing. Lighting is really good. Like, the lighting just looks... It's weird to, when you're in a cave
it's because,
or whatever.
Like, it's like the sprites themselves have their own individual particle lighting or something like that. Because
You're, like, in a cave in Octopath, and you'll be, like, walking past, let's say, like, a lamp or something, or a torch, and the fire from that torch will, like, naturally light a sprite, and it's just like, well, that's cool though. Like that looks awesome.
And they really put a lot of thought into it. And I think this was out of all the games, this might have been like not my favorite, but the one that I know that a lot of people are gonna when it comes out. I hope it should be good. It seems like they can't mess this up.
I would hope so. And I want this game personally to do well because I want Square. You know, to just make, you know, more of these kind of games, I guess, because they look good and, you know, I just want more, really.
Right. We didn't even get to the Danganronpa Zeroscape game with kids.
You didn't hear about
this one, did you? Yeah, Worlds in Club.
From the creators of Danganronpa and Zeroscape, Worlds in Club is going to be developed by Tokyo Game. Oh, so the same guys who did Death Come True.
Yep, the same guys that did that, and it's kind of interesting because it's definitely different in terms of the aesthetic. They're much younger, right? It's like Danganronpa for kids.
It's
serious. It's still the same.
If you ever played Zanki Zero is also from the Danganronpa creator, but they also have kid-ish characters in that game as well.
Like this? Okay.
When
I saw this, I was really surprised. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I was when they lead off the trailer, like, oh yeah, you know, it's a death game. It's coming from these guys, and you know, I'm like, okay, I'm expecting this. And the art part of them, I'm like, oh well, this is completely different in terms.
Wait, hold on. The first part was previously released on Apple Arcade. I missed this. Apparently, whoa.
Apparently.
Well, what? This isn't a new game then.
This isn't a new game. It just went so under the radar that no one knows about this game. And,
dude, how about you guys just make another Danganronpa? That might be chill. I guess that might be better.
just do what we actually want you to do.
Yeah, no idea.
But there's some. I think you're saving things from kaiju. There's like kaiju involved in this somehow.
Okay.
it's wholesome. It's a wholesome death game.
Yeah. Man, shit, I don't know.
The world
I'm intrigued. Yeah, I might as well give it a chance. Yeah, I do have a Switch, so.
Yeah, out on. And coming to Nintendo Switch, spring 2021, so it's going to be coming out soon. Mm-hmm. Definitely check that out. And we know we talked about the Ninja Gaiden collection. Hades is getting a physical release for the Switch with, I think it's like an art book and everything. There were weird things. Plant versus Zombies, I think Stubbs the Zombie came back out of nowhere. I don't know if you ever remember Stubbs the Zombie, but Stubbs the Zombie, which a lot of people did like. It was a fun game for a lot of people back in the day, and early, was that, it was an Xbox title, I think. Not 360, Xbox.
Damn, wow.
Monster Hunter Rise had the, I don't know if you saw the horribly ugly looking spider.
No, I didn't see that.
Trailer has a spider, and it was, they went into depth a little bit about the story, quote depth, in terms of the rampage that's been affecting all the monsters. And it looks like there's going to be multiple monsters on the screen at the same time. Not two, but like up to three.
Okay. Wow.
Maybe even four in some of the special events, but that's the spider monster. I don't know what it's actually called. But it, I don't like spiders in any game.
Are you, and that, like, what about in real life? Also, not a big spider kind of dude, or what?
Real life, it's kind of interesting, because when I was growing up in elementary school, fourth grade, yeah, I used to capture spiders on the playground.
And then, like, what, I would set them free, or what would you do?
No, I would get like a pencil or something, and I would put them in jars, or put them in like a like whatever snack container we had for after school daycare. I would capture spiders like pets. And okay, I'll never forget, one day I captured a black widow in a jar and brought it back into the classroom. And my teacher was looking at me like, what did you do? Called the pesticide people, like, nah, this ain't cool.
Okay.
But now I hate them.
Okay. That's fair.
That's what happened. But yeah, so anyways, that's Monster Hunter Rise. Still coming out on the same day, wherever, I think it's like March.
Yeah, it's soon, actually. Yeah, it's pretty soon. Yeah, really, and then the rumored PC release later this year, but we'll see.
I kind of hope they don't, but I do, but I don't.
You don't want it because you're going to buy a Switch, but because I'm going to buy a Switch, because now you want to play it on a better, like,
yeah,
better platform.
See, it's all of that, right? But anyway, towards the end of this trailer, I'm just going to skip to it. The handlers, I don't know if you're going to be able to fight with the handlers, but they do kind of armor up. And
and
they're like, hey, we're gonna help you, kind of deal, which I thought was really cool. But that's cool.
Yo, now that you have like a pretty good gaming PC, I would maybe try to pick up Iceborne, because the game is good on PC.
I didn't actually play Iceborne. I have Iceborne, but I only played the first part of it, so I could still actually
recommend. You would love it on PC, especially if you have a high refresh rate monitor, you have a really good graphics card. You could probably play that game at, well, not 4K, because I need to have a 4K monitor, but you could play that game at, like, really high refresh rate, with really high details. So you would probably like the game on PC.
You know, the one game I was kind of hype about was this Mario Super Golf, or Super Rush.
Super Rush, yeah, it's probably fun, to be honest.
It's probably fun, but I love how the gimmick is you can run across the track, like, or across the course. Like, that's the gimmick. You run, like... You do your shot and you run. Everyone is basically, so
it's like speed golf carts.
There's no golf carts. It's just speed golf with Mario and whoever else you're playing against. You're all just running to the next hole.
I mean, that sounds cool.
That's the kind of multiplayer component. I guess you can swing the Switch. What are the Switch called? Remocons?
The Joy-Cons.
The Joy-Cons. Why do I call them Remocons?
Don't know, because you're thinking of a Japanese word.
I feel like it's like a Wiimote. Oh, okay, and then like remote Wiimote cons, Joy cons. I was thinking high level.
But the Japanese word for remote controller is Rimokon, so.
Okay, I was thinking standard level.
Okay.
Anyways, we're gonna move past that, and I guess the bigger news was, like you said, Splatoon 3, and then Eiji Aonuma, the producer, I think he's a producer or director of the Zelda series, just in general. Came out and it was a moment where, like, you know, they ain't gonna, when this dude come out on screen, he ain't gonna say nothing other than I'm sorry. That's literally what he said. I'm sorry, we don't have news on this sequel of Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah, dude, Breath of the Wild, I just hit my phone on my mug, sorry. But yeah, when is Breath of the Wild 2 coming out, dude?
Whenever the last year of the Switch is.
Oh, that's true. Like, last year of the Switch. Yeah, I think, oh my God, you're probably right, actually. That's funny.
It'll probably be an updated Switch. It won't be just the Switch. It'll be like, this is the Switch HD.
No, I bet you it'll come out. It'll come out for the Switch and Nintendo's next platform.
The Switch HD 2.0.
Because that's what happened. Like, that's what happened with Twilight Princess, right?
We got
GameCube and Wii. And that's what happened with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild. Yeah, that's true.
We got a Wii U and Switch, and also Skyward Sword itself came out like near the end of the Wii's life cycle.
Right. And that's what I said. Going back around to where we first started out, is that's kind of Nintendo's thing, right? People buy a Nintendo console for these series specifically. And I mean, it's not any different than when someone buys a console, you know, an Xbox for Halo. You know what I mean? But there is something intrinsically that Halo is, how can I say? Halo is Halo. Like it has lasted for X amount of years, maybe what, 10 years, 15 mm-hmm. years. But like Zelda, these are like 30-year franchises. These are things that you grow up with, and so you have this nostalgic attachment to them.
Do you think that Halo in 20 years will have the same legs as Zelda does now, or no?
No, it doesn't have the same legs.
Not at all.
You see it now. I mean, you've seen it ever since they created 343 Studios.
Okay, sure.
It just doesn't, because there's something transitionally. And as much as I can sometimes knock Nintendo for, why don't you guys make more new IPs? Okay, you got Splatoon, and then you had ARMS, and then you had Pikmin, you know, like they're very far apart for some of these series.
Right.
The one thing that keeps these games fresh, every Mario, every Zelda, while they have the core mechanic is the same. You're going to slash, you got your bombs, you got your, you know, you have your same tools, but how you interact with some things, it, you know, in the world, they change. They change it around a little bit, even if it's gimmicky like this and you use a Wiimote for it.
Right.
Or, you know, motion controls, whatever. Now yeah, it was changing.
Yeah, I'm glad they like mapped it to the stick, so you know, we don't have to deal with the motion controller anymore.
They did. They saved that for the very last part of this trailer for some reason.
Yeah,
I'm
really happy.
And
yeah.
You don't have to deal with motion control. I'm like, that's good.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, thank God.
I mean, but what do you think though? What do you think? Will Halo have the same legs? Will a lot of these franchises that we kind of play today, will they be around in 30 years?
Or yeah, I don't know. That's a fair question, to be honest. Like, I want to say no. Because I just feel like the taste of gamers have slowly, you know, moved away from the space marine kind of shooter kind of thing, right?
Yeah, they have.
But that's just me talking. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe some younger people, like 10 years from now, will be like, oh, remember Halo? That was the best. And I'll be like dead. And I'm like, Halo was all right. But you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Maybe like just my taste, my perception of the gaming industry is just off from how people actually feel. We don't really know until, you know, Halo is 30 years old. But we're getting
about 20 more years. We're slowly getting there.
Because I want to, like, you know, like maybe let's go back in time. Let's go back in time to like the 90s when the mm-hmm. latest Zelda game was, let's say, Link to the Past. Like, did anyone think that, like, oh, like, you know, in 10, 15 years from now, this series is still going to be like hot? You know, I wonder.
I mean, I guess, like, you know, they did go through a period with Zelda where it was kind of okay, especially when they were on mobile, when they were on, you know, the DS. There were a pretty good amount that they could kind of put out. And for me, looking in, I was just like, okay, well, to me, it looks the same. But for other people, it was like, okay, well, there are different mechanics from Spirit Tracks to maybe one of the other games that were on DS. You know, they play differently.
Maybe that's enough. What gives, you know, Zelda and Mario games such longevity is that there is a pretty big gameplay mechanic difference. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's much more pronounced and obvious. You can look at each Mario game, for example, and you can be like, oh, Sunshine is the one with the water jetpack.
Right.
And Odyssey is the one with the hats that you can put on and change.
If you think about it, it's nothing different than Final Fantasy.
Like how they're all different.
They all have a theme, right? They all literally have a theme that they go around, and you still have the same spells for the most part in a lot of the Final Fantasies. The gameplay either is somewhat similar, changes. There's, you know, the battle systems are a little bit different in each of them, but for the most part, that's what they do to change it up. They change the theme, the settings.
It's fundamentally different. I mean, if you take a look at like Halo, let's say the difference between 3 and 4, and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. actually, I didn't play Halo 4, so I can't really say. But it's different. Like, oh, yeah, you can sprint in this one now. Or like, oh, now you can... I don't even know. Sorry.
there are kind of minimal things. A lot of the times, and I guess the thing was a lot of those games were kind of graphics focused, and And this is coming from a time where, you know, when these games first came out, where it was just like, hey, run, jump, stand on something, go down a tube. I mean, it's so simple, but you can really put it in any type of world. You know, you can theme it anywhere you want to and change some of the mechanics of what Mario has. Like you said, like in Sunshine, you know, he still does all those basic things.
Sunshine is so different from... not so different, but Sunshine is like, oh, that's the water jetpack one. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, but like 64 is the one with the paintings. So, you know, like
in Galaxy's Mario,
yeah, and Galaxy is the one with the gravity, the circular worlds, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you run upside down. So that's why I think like the series has such longevity, is because each one is really different. Like you can really be like, I don't know, like they exist so well on their own.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's where I think. I've always thought.
What about Splatoon, though? Like, is Splatoon going to have the same legs in, like, 15 years or no?
I didn't think Splatoon was going to get a 3 for some reason. And it's kind of weird because these... And honestly, they've actually supported Splatoon 1 and Splatoon 2 really, relatively long. Like, you know, 2 years after release.
We got a DLC pack for 2. Like, when they announced 3, I was like, do we need... Like, honestly, my first reaction for 3 was like,
did we need
3? Like,
no,
why not,
right?
Like, why not just support 2 some more? Because, like, when 2 was announced, I was like, this makes sense because 1 was on the Wii U, which didn't sell very well.
Right, right.
And, you know, Nintendo wants people to play this actual legitimately fun game.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make Splatoon 2. It's going to be on the Switch, which is a console that people actually own.
True.
A lot of people are going to be able to play Splatoon, which is fun. So 3 is still on the Switch, though. So I'm like, well, now the console kind of thing doesn't hold up. Why not just support 2 some more? Why not give 2 another DLC?
Why not give 2 a little bit more?
A DLC pack.
Oh, the DLC pack. Yeah. And I don't know if this is on the same engine. I imagine it is. They're not using anything different per se. Maybe there's some more assets. Maybe they've gone back and tuned some things. I want to say maybe the hub world. Maybe there has to be something different feature. You know what I mean?
There has to be a reason why it's not DLC. Like, it has to be so big or fundamentally different, mm-hmm. that they're like, it's got to be a third, you know, a numbered sequel.
A numbered sequel.
We can't just, you know, DLC this or something.
And it's going to be interesting going forward for Nintendo. I think that's what they're going to be doing less of. You know, Nintendo's kind of slower to change as opposed to Sony and Microsoft, which, you know, have a lot of third-party series. But even something similar to Ghost of Tsushima, right? It has this completely free multiplayer mode that comes out, which arguably mm-hmm. could have been, I mean, a standalone thing.
Yeah.
That they put in. I think when it comes to Splatoon 3, I think that next time, or Splatoon 4, honestly, whenever that comes out, or if it comes out, I think that's something that they could do, is just kind of build onto the game like you were talking about, instead of making us buy a new game.
Yeah. So I'm pretty like okay on Splatoon 3. Like, I'm looking at the trailer now.
It looks good. Looks fun.
I think some of those are new weapons, so I'm like, okay, maybe that justifies a new game. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, you're not paying for any DLC in these games, though.
The one was a paid pack. The one for 2 was expansion.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
Akin to an expansion, so it was paid. But yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh, they're all free. No, never mind. No. At least one of them is not free. Back into the ink. That was one game because I've never played a Splatoon before. I'm actually kind of excited to try that out.
I honestly think you would like it. It is pretty fun. Splatoon is fun. So
that's probably one of the games I'm going to get after Monster Hunter, or along with Monster Hunter is Splatoon 2. Just kind of check it out, and it seems like it'll be fun to stream. Just fun to have. You know, it's just a fun game.
It's a fun game. You would probably enjoy it. It's not bad. So yeah.
There we go. There's the Nintendo Direct. And moving on, we had some more news, of course, and I'm going to zoom on out. We had some news from a lot of the fighting game community this week. I don't even know where to start. We got Mortal Kombat trailers. We got Guilty Gear betas.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Prime Minister of Poland. Did you see this?
No, sorry.
I didn't even mean to pull this up, but it's up.
What?
yes. Tekken 7. So there was the kind of fighting game roundtable.
No, that can't be real.
No, this is real. The fighting game roundtable happened this weekend, yesterday on Sunday here in Japan, and I caught the last 2 hours of it.
Yo, that's so funny. Yeah, that's funny, dude.
It was a really small teaser trailer. I mean, really small. Uh-huh. I've got it up right now. And Harada-san just like, we got a small teaser for you for the next downloadable character. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro?
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, well, you know, we go to a lot of different countries to for Tekken and kind of, to see what we want to put into the game. So, you know, we've been to Poland and...
It's crazy, dude.
And we were thinking that the Prime Minister of Poland would be a great downloadable character to have in the game.
That's just the dumbest thing I've heard.
Everyone was like, bro, what you talking about? And, yeah, but
like, are you insane?
Can we get Obama? Someone, one streamer was like, can we get Obama? Like, can we go there? Can we get Obama fighting
for
us?
Yeah, no, just like, like politician Smash Bros at this point. Yeah.
Oh, man. So no,
that's funny.
That was one little bit of news that came out. And then, of course, we have, I think what the bigger part, we're going to skip over the Cham Cham. The news for Samurai Showdown, which she was already revealed, but they had a gameplay trailer. Instead, what was really interesting was this Samurai Spirits and Guilty Gear collaboration that's going to be happening for season 3 as a downloadable character. Who's going to be in
Samurai Spirits
Samurai from Showdown Guilty in Gear? English?
Yeah.
Who is this? Who's going to be? Who do you think?
That's a good question. So who would fit? Like, what Guilty Gear character would fit the Samurai Showdown, like, meta? The rage mechanic where you do more damage, the more damage you take kind of thing.
I mean, honestly, and we have to go with, like, who has blades in the game, too? Like, legitimate actual blades that could kind of...
So we have Soul Bad Guy, Kai Kisuke.
I know Baiken is probably Baiken. I mean, she's a samurai. I think she's a samurai. She's a Roman.
There you go. It's Baiken. The shit.
Right. Yeah, it's like Baiken. I mean, there is Nagoriyuki, but I don't know if they would put a new character. Like, I don't think that would generate as much hype. You know, Baiken being in there.
It's Baiken. Yeah, mystery solved. Damn.
It's like Baiken. Damn. From Snap.
Anyone else?
Kaito is probably listening to this episode going, well, you know this person, man. You need to know your
guilty
gear.
What if it's just straight up Justice?
Well, no.
Justice.
No.
Final boss from the first game. It's so funny.
I think Baiken is the most, it's like the safest.
It's probably Baiken. Right. Now, I mean, that I think about it, yeah.
She fits into that universe really well.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people on both sides, I know people, because you can't play her in Guilty Gear, Strive. So you might as well go play her in another game.
She'll be DLC though, right? Like she took a while to end up in the other one.
In Strive, yeah, it'll probably be a while. Who knows actually how long it'll take her to get into it. I know she wasn't even. I don't think she was a launch character in.
No, she wasn't. No, for in Exard or whatever.
It took a while for her to get into Exard as well. So
yeah,
they know it. They know that's their one of their aces. You know, like we put her out, people are gonna buy.
Right.
That's it. People are gonna buy. So I would say kind of the one of the bigger news from that kind of roundtable that they had. And on top of that, we also had let's just go ahead and talk about it. Let's go ahead and talk about Ryu and Chun-Li in Fortnite.
So tell me what your initial I hate it. God, I hate it so much.
Oh, look at you getting down that sack. Like, yeah, let me show you how to. Let me show you how to. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Ryu.
No, I hate it.
My initial reaction was, Capcom when they had their turn to go and present. They were like, yeah, and you know, we've been working with some other partners, and we finally got Ryu, and we check out this trailer, and it starts with this old kind of like. You know, arcade unit of Street Fighter 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's going to be some weird throwback. And then all of a sudden they get teleported. An announcer comes out. It's like Smash, you know? Announcer comes down. They get 3D unpixelized, whatever. And then they just end up in the world of Fortnite.
Oh, Fortnite. Yeah.
Fortnite.
Has Fortnite gone too far? Yeah.
No, maybe. No. They have everyone now. We've got the Predator. We've got.
I hate it. It's so bizarre to see Ryu building shit and then. Firing a gun, like
firing
what?
A gun, Ryu, like you know, Chun-Li. She was a former cop, or she is a cop. I don't know. So she had to have had a gun sometime, but
Yeah, can you imagine? Oh my god, he like shoots a gun. And he's like, Hadouken.
It's like, bruh, who's next? Like, who is next? No one is safe from Fortnite.
Who's next? And who's next after?
Look at this crap. This is Doctor. Like, there's literally Marvel vs. Capcom right here. Doctor Doom, Wolverine, and we know Storm and Predator.
MVC4.
This is right here. This is how you get your game on for
Marvel vs. Capcom. So funny.
And yo, I'm just sitting here. Funny.
That is this, funny.
This is how we get. I mean, Galactus is in here. I mean, honestly. I think that this, and I guess we can kind of ask ourselves, was this a move on Capcom's terms to kind of maybe get money to make
I don't
a Marvel
know.
Versus Capcom
how did
5
this even
or,
happen?
Or
how did this, how did even who sold this idea? It's like, hey, Wolverine, but in Fortnite, and who was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Like,
I mean, you know, we have Darth Vader. You know, we got the Star Wars properties in there. We've got the Mandalorians up in here. Can we just get Goku?
Yeah, we're like two steps away from Goku right now.
Goku with a gun.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Is the equivalent of L from Death Note in Netflix when he had a gun.
I didn't watch the movie. The L had a gun.
They gave him a gun at one point, and he had to point it at Kira. It was the funniest thing. He's like, I don't want to have to do this. I'm like, bro, you don't use guns. What are you talking about?
So you watched, this is off topic. You watched the Netflix Death Note movie? Is it really bad or what?
No. So a lot of people don't like it because, you know, facts like that. There are some moments where it doesn't go completely one-to-one with the series. And sure. I mean, I understand that, but I look at it this way. I thought Ryuk was really good. William Dafoe did a really good job as Ryuk. And look at it as another take on Death Note, and don't look at it as this
the reinterpretation of Death Note. Yeah.
And you go in like that, I think you'll like it. You won't enjoy it, but you'll like some parts out of it.
Okay, just wondering. Okay, now back to Fortnite.
I kind of want to find this this image really quick for.
No, I think I hate it very much. But yeah,
I think they had one of their artists at Capcom. Draw kind of like a special illustration for Fortnite or for this event, and I need to find it because here it is. Oh man, when you look at this is when your mind gets blown. Your mind just goes, what the fuck happened here?
So I'm still looking at Shavers right now.
here we go. That my friends, this
give me.
Ryu smiling has never looked so
weird.
Disturbing.
That's so weird, isn't it? Like,
this
that's
is
weird.
Official art from Capcom. This isn't.
That's weird. I hate it, I think. Yeah, I think it's a bad idea.
It's got, you know, all the Fortnite people in the background, you know, the hamburger person. And I mean, Chun-Li looks fine. I mean, Chun-Li's cute. You know, I like Chun-Li.
She looks okay for some reason, but yeah.
Yeah, she looks okay. But Ryu, I don't know why he's smiling like that. He's like, I got y'all.
He was like, hey, guess who's in Fortnite?
I made it. We made it.
No, because he's like, what's up, bitches? I'm in Smash Bros. And Fortnite.
He is in Smash Bros. And in Fortnite. He's making his rounds. Capcom, this is kind of getting that money, aren't you? Trying to. Anyways, that happened. But I mean, will you play Fortnite? What do you think people will play Fortnite
for
Street Fighter?
Specifically, for
Street
this?
Fighter
I don't,
fans.
I don't
do you think they'll
so.
Jump
no,
in and try?
I think if you already play Fortnite, then this is exciting for you. But at least for me personally, like, this is not enough to make me want to play Fortnite. I don't know. I don't honestly know what would make me want to play Fortnite. I mean, I've avoided it so far. People have tried to get me to play Fortnite, but I'm like, this game is not fun for me.
It's not for me.
So I don't know, like, what would get me to play Fortnite.
I thought about it. I had a simple thought.
You were like, okay, I'm going to play it now because of Street Fighter or what?
I guess it was like a culmination of everything. You know, Kratos is in it and you know, we've got the Star Wars characters, we've got the Marvel characters, and it's kind of like, I don't know if I feel like I could just jump in and goof off in it. I don't really have to play the game, if you know what I mean. It's just like a hangout spot at that point.
I don't know. Because
there's team matches, and I'm just like, okay, maybe I can just go around and mess around. But I just, there's something about this and Minecraft
That you just like, I'm not touching that. Like, I don't want to play
I
that.
I can't touch it. Like, I've just never, and I don't feel like I ever will.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, it's strange. I think. Okay, so what is like a character? Can you, if you can even think of one, like, what is a character, single character, that if they added it to Fortnite, you're like, okay, that's it. I'm playing Fortnite now.
It's weird. You know, they got Batman. Batman's one of my favorite heroes, period.
So
it legit, they got Iron Man, they have other favorite hero.
If they added, okay, they're already in. Like, so yeah, I don't pay attention.
My favorites are in this game. The issue
so
is like,
you haven't,
I,
still,
like,
so and you still refrain. So,
and
like,
I still refrain. Like,
what's
I guess
what's it
gonna like,
be then?
They would have to have characters who I think are cool, and also use a gun. I guess like I think the Punisher might even be in here, but that makes sense to me. Like, okay,
sure,
if I were
yeah.
a Punisher fan,
what
I'd,
if it was like what
it.
If it was like Naruto or something with a gun?
Oh, no.
Like, what?
I can't see Naruto with a gun.
With
like
a gun.
What?
Yeah, and he's like Date Bayo, and he shoots. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's like someone's legit nightmare right
yeah,
there.
So
that is a complete
funny. Can you just imagine
chaos?
Date Bayo.
I got you, Date Bayo.
I would laugh. I actually no, that's it. I would play for that because that's so funny.
It's so absurd. It's
I
so
know.
Absurd.
So that's so funny. Just imagine that. Oh. That's like some bad fan fiction level.
I think
there.
that's what's gonna happen eventually is we're gonna get to a level of just horrid fan fiction in Fortnite. Like that's the level of what we have is just horrible fan fiction quality stuff coming out.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I got you, Date Bayo.
Yeah, he shoots.
And then he just shoots you. But kind of
okay,
moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on, another announcement towards the end of this was the unveiling of Ino as the 15th character,
mm-hmm.
the final of the launch roster for Guilty Gear Strive, and she got a redesign. Girl looking hot, yo.
Yeah, she's got glasses now or something, right?
She got glasses.
Yeah.
She apparently has a bra or like an under, you know, she's wearing something. Her hat's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, no, she was based off Shina Ringo, like her original design from XX. She's based off a Japanese musician named Shina Ringo, right?
We like some good music. I like her.
Yeah. Do you like Shina Ringo or Tokyo Jihen or what?
I've listened to Shina Ringo a couple of albums from her. I like her stuff, and like I think a lot of the newer kind of artists on YouTube here in Japan that specifically have I guess they used to be like Vocaloid kind of like music videos, right? But now it's just like it's like some art, it's moving, there's words on the screen. I
uh-huh.
guess that's a music video in general, but you
sure.
know, anime style. No, a lot of them sound similar to kind of like how Shina Ringo kind of does sometimes. Not all of them. There's some mm-hmm. of them. Just some of them, but I don't know. She's cool. I like her.
Ino looks good though. Yeah, I'm watching
the trailer
now. Like Shino Ino's is good. Like this whole game looks good. Like Strive looks good.
Strive is good. The beta is going on right now, and I've been playing it throughout the weekend. And sorry for anyone who was listening last week. I didn't realize until a friend told me that the beta is actually available for everyone. It's just if you pre-ordered it, you could play
it
a little
yeah.
bit earlier. And the one thing
Are you playing the beta on PS4 or on PC?
PS4. PC doesn't have the beta.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's just PS4 and
PS5. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm playing it, and I haven't messed around online. I've been watching a lot of streams of people playing online. The rollback netcode, from what I've seen and what everyone who's played it has said, it's solid.
It's good. It's really good. Yeah, it's really
it's good.
Good.
And yeah. that word has kind of gotten out so much that too many people are playing. Like, all the non-fighting game people are like, oh, I want to play some Guilty Gear.
Yeah, server just died or whatever, right?
So they've extended the beta, like we said earlier in the show, and I mean, it's just these characters, they just really come to life on the screen. They've added these
yep.
new
mm-hmm.
effects. When Soul Bad Guy, when he is punching, when he does his heavy, I think it's like heavy slash, and the screen just like, oh my goodness, you feel it. And then the music is good. I'm listening to some of these streams just to hear the music.
I gotta admit, like, man, Arxis nailed the aesthetics of this game. They nailed the visuals. Like, it mm-hmm. looks... So, like, it looks like 2D, but it's not. These are models, right? You got to remember, these are 3D models.
These are just models, right?
They look so good. Like, it looks so anime.
Yeah, they do so many good things with it in terms of how they, the lighting, the frames that they use. Yeah, you know, it's not smooth.
They do such a good job of making 3D models look like anime.
And it shows and it pays off. And I think the thing about this game that is different than the other Guilty Gears, and I think a lot of people have probably kind of noticed this more so, is that damage is high. I mean, you don't need to do any combo can almost be a touch of death combo to an extent. I'm not going to say it's like one hit and you just kill somebody, but even just basic things for certain characters can really make the difference and really take off, you know, a third of your life. So you really have to not only be careful, but you also have to play aggressive. You know, I guess that's the thing with Guilty Gear is you need to, in a way, use your momentum and be aggressive and get your offense going. And for those trickier characters, because I've messed around with Nagoroyuki and he is slow. I ain't never seen anyone just, he feels like he's slower than Potemkin.
Is he slower than Potemkin, really?
He's about the same speed as Potemkin, but at least Potemkin can like hop further.
Yeah,
Potemkin at least can hop farther.
Yeah.
Further.
Yeah, Potemkin has to do that weird ass hop thing.
Nagoroyuki is like, he tries to do that hop thing, but he can't quite make it. It's like, but he has, you know, projectiles. Chip is super fast. And I've been playing Ramethal. There we go.
Yeah.
Who I saw today and a streamer actually using her, because I like to do characters in the who control the mid space, and she kind of broken. I don't know. She hits hard. She hits way too hard. The wall splat damage in this game, you hit someone across and then they go through the wall. That is like an extra 20%. I think it's kind of ridiculous for some of these things, but I don't know. I'm excited for the game. I'm gonna actually purchase it.
You're going to buy it on PS4, PS5, or PC?
I don't know, because a lot of times, and this is, I was originally going to get it on PC. I was like, okay, you know what?
Originally
I'm
going to get this on PC, but now you're going to get PS4?
I think I'm going to get it on PS4 only because I'm planning on buying a capture card and the fact that I think more of the player audience is going to be on PS4, PS5.
I would agree. I would 100% agree that if you want to play with the biggest roster of people, get it on console.
If they do like PC crossplay, that would be amazing. But right now it's only PS4 and PS5 crossplay. So
I mean, they might, but you know, I mean, I gotta agree with you. If you want to play with people, to play it on console, yeah.
Right on the console. But now I gotta find a fight stick. Maybe I'll ask a couple of our friends. Like, hey,
what I would definitely do is stick? They do sell multi-plat fight sticks. So they do. It'll be like PS4, PS5, and PC fight sticks. Definitely get yourself one of those so you can just plug it into like whatever you're playing it on. But yeah.
Okay. And I can't imagine this game isn't going to go on sale for a decent, like, you know, right now they've had a sale on all their previous games up to 90% off or some crazy.
You can pick up my personal favorite Accent Core Plus for $3 or something. Like, yeah.
Right. It's insane. And I still love the comment by, I think it was Harada-san from Bandai Namco. He was just like, guys, that's a little too cheap. You might as well be giving them out for free. That's just like some exchange fees, like tax. Like, what are y'all doing? And he's just like, the Arc System guy was like, yeah, you know, we special conditions. You know, we got some circumstances going on.
Money for it, basically, yeah.
So that's pretty much it. And we're going to close it out with Nier...
Reincarnation?
I was going to say Recreation for some reason.
Recreation. And then I got to go buy a shaver.
So Nier Reincarnation is currently out here in Japan. And have you played it? It's a mobile game?
Yeah. So I downloaded it like 2 nights ago because I was like, oh shit, that game's out actually finally. And then I did part of the tutorial and that's it. So I haven't played it yet. But what I will tell you from my first like 4 minutes of the game is that the soundtrack is good. If you played Automata and I guess also the original Nier, and you're like, hey, this is a good soundtrack, just play it.
Just do it. It's quickly now become the number one top grossing iPhone game in Japan. And I've been seeing stories about it on Twitter and other places. Well, my phone's been picking them up for sure because I downloaded it and I'm going to play it. I'm going to try to because I hope it's not too heavy in the gacha. I'm hoping it's not too heavy because that's what hits me is when it gets super heavy into gacha. And
apparently if you play like right now, you can get characters from Automata.
I think, yeah, you can get 2B and 9S or
probably,
2A.
And probably A2,
or is it 2A?
A2 as well,
A2.
Yeah.
A2.
You need to play, you need to finish, you know, Automata. Like
I do, yeah. I got to finish the other three more runs or four more runs.
you're on route B now, correct? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you have. Well, just keep playing it. Basically, just keep playing it. Are you gonna stream the other routes or just finish it?
I don't know. I kind of go back and forth on streaming. Gosh, you know what happened, right? After our conversation about Kingdom Hearts last week.
Yeah.
So Shell came into the chat and she was like, oh, so are you actually gonna, you know, stream Kingdom Hearts? I'm like, Shell, look at this price on the Epic Game Store. Like, and Ehead was there, and we were just looking at it, and we were, you know, talking about the cost, and then I'm like, look, I mean, check out the all-in-one collection on PlayStation 4 right now. PlayStation 4.
That's way cheaper.
Let's go.
Right?
Let's go. Yeah. And I was thinking the $99.99 price that we talked about, right?
Yeah.
$25 on sale.
$25 for the whole Kingdom Hearts like series?
I bought the whole Kingdom Hearts series.
You bought it.
I bought it.
Okay, but finish Nier. Right. Just finish Nier. Like just finish Nier, man. Like just finish it.
I felt like some shame had just come over me. I bought the whole Kingdom Hearts series.
Like just finish Nier. You have probably 15 to 20 hours left. You can just binge it on the weekend or something like
that. Wait, of the entire the rest of it just kinda like flies by. Maybe I should just
how many hours have you put in so far in your first run?
More than I needed to.
Like 20?
There's at least 20.
Yeah, I would say you have
maybe 30. Who knows?
I would say you've got about anywhere between let's be generous. Let's say 20 hours. So yeah.
Okay. That's not too bad. That's actually That's not too bad. I could actually finish it in a month. Just go back and stream and finish it.
Well, if you want to stream it, sure. But if you just want to play Nier, then just play it like after we're done recording. Just play Nier.
Play it. Play the Nier. Oh man, it looks so good. But if you want to, you can stream this from your phone.
I could. I don't know if I will.
Oh. I just realized because I was messing around with the Twitch app and it's like, oh, you can stream from your phone like mobile games. What?
Yeah, certain ones that use what they call Replay Kit.
Oh, Replay Kit. There we go. So that's going to do it for us on episode number 73. Do you have anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, shout out to Yaya for being in the chat. Thanks, dude.
I'm just going to be like, Root, you're on chat duty.
Yeah.
It disappears on my screen. Thanks, y'all.
That's what I want to say. Shout out to Yaya for being in the chat. Thanks, bud, for your support. You can catch me personally on Twitch Tuesday and Thursdays, 9 p.m. JST. Streaming video games of some kind, usually. That's twitch.tv/root24. It's on screen if you're watching it on YouTube, actually. So yeah, come hang out and chat and play video games, that kind of thing. I'm streaming tomorrow, actually. At this time.
Yeah. What are you streaming?
I'm gonna finish Trails in the Sky. I actually just left off in the final dungeon, so that was Thursday night last week. I'm in the last dungeon, and it looks like a pain in the ass.
Like, it's like hopefully tomorrow, but if it goes into Thursday, well, you know, it was a pain.
Hey, oh man, so I was streaming on Thursday actually, and I thought. Do you love or do you hate scripted fights in JRPGs?
The ones where you can't win or you like
you don't need to win is the thing. So I was I was streaming on Thursday, Trails in the Sky, and this fight was like, well, I didn't know that it was scripted, and I was trying so hard. I was using like all
my
everything.
Items. Used all your items,
yeah,
and you
I
have nothing at the end of
it. It was like, because here's the thing. Here's my thing about like scripted fights. If it's gonna be like, if you can lose a fight, just make it hard. Just make it so hard that
you're,
oh, this is scripted,
that you lose
it
really early on, right? That you just obviously know.
Well, I had a chance.
Right?
I was like, oh, I'm doing all right. I'm like kind of fighting back. I'm like dealing with these attacks. I have a fighting chance. Okay, he's at half health. We're doing it, guys. We're gonna win this fight. But then he started like healing like a lot. He started dealing like really unfair status effects. Okay, this is getting kind of hard. I'm like, okay, I use my items. And then I just like lose, and I'm like, okay, it's fine, guys. I'm just gonna stop. We're gonna stop here for tonight. I'll come back to it later. And then the story keeps going, and I'm like, oh, you assholes! Like, what the.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. Give me a break. Really, I was trying.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm streaming tomorrow, but yeah, that's it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So go check him out, as you said, Route 24 on Twitch. And you can also follow myself on Twitch at Ninja Trix, NinjaTrix. I will be streaming. I finished up Celeste last night, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Congrats.
There's the epilogue that's still left, but I'm not going to do that on stream. And I really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that game. So if anyone feels like challenging themselves on a 2D platformer, I definitely recommend it. Wonderful story in there, cute characters and everything. So I'm going to be moving on to finishing Observer for the last part of this week. So if you want to check out a kind of psychic horror game, I don't know, suspense horror game, come on and check that out with me. And that'll do it. Like I said, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at UGP_cast. And then remember to leave a like on this video and subscribe to the YouTube channel at Unknown Games Podcast. We will catch you all next week for episode number 74, which I think we're going to be doing a special episode.
We'll try, at least.
We'll try. We'll see if we get our degenerate lawyer back on here.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
All right. We'll see y'all later. Have a good one. Peace. Yeah.